Serious cases of depression and suicide are on the rise in Virginia, as is the abuse of heroin and opioid drugs. That doesn't surprise Stacey Gill. She's with the state's Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services, an agency that addresses mental illness and drug abuse.
You know, our world is changing at such a rapid pace that it's hard to know how to handle everything that comes at a person. We've had a really rough economy that we're just kind of coming out of now. When you couple that with depression or other mental health issues, it unfortunately can result in suicide.
That's why, with a $1 million grant from the federal government, her agency has overseen a 2-year planning process to reform the way Virginia treats mental illness and substance abuse. Top of the list, a guarantee of same-day service for anyone who comes in to a mental health clinic.
The idea is they get an assessment that day. They don't get an appointment for an assessment 2 weeks or 4 weeks or even 6 weeks away.
Already, she says, the state assures a place where someone in the midst of a mental health crisis can go for care. After the death of Gus Deeds, Virginia passed a law requiring state hospitals to serve as a last resort.
That's really pushed the limits of our state facilities. They're full most of the time.
Nationally, on average, states spend about 23% of their mental health care and substance abuse budgets on hospitals. But in Virginia, we're spending 46%. If we invested more in preventive services at the community level, counseling and other forms of support, Gill believes that would change.
You can decrease the number of people in crisis because if they're getting what they need in their communities, they're less likely to need a hospital bed.
The state is also in urgent need of permanent housing for those who are mentally ill. And Senator Deeds says there will be a bill to fund supportive long-term residences for those with psychiatric problems.
We've got people waiting in hospitals right now who are ready to go home, but they've got nowhere to go. You know, it's so often with mental illness, you alienate the people closest to you.
The challenge, he says, is to find funding for new services at a time when state revenues have fallen short.
We're going to need more money. We're going to probably need a significant amount of new money. Can we justify it? Absolutely. Can we find it? It's going to be difficult.
On the other hand, Deeds says mental health is a bipartisan issue, something every politician should get behind.
You know, mental illness, it's a predicament that affects just about every family in some form or another.
The governor's proposed budget contains over $2 million for permanent supportive housing where people with mental illness could live, and additional funding for other services. But, of course, there's no guarantee that lawmakers will approve that budget, and no assurance the funds will be available long term. Fairfax County resident Pete Early is author of Crazy, A Father's Search Through America's Mental Health Madness. He wrote the book after his son was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You know, after Virginia Tech, we passed $42 million in new funds for these kind of programs. And then 2 years later, we cut $50 million from that same budget.
We'll hear more from him and others who've experienced the state's behavioral health system in our series, Reforming Mental Health Care in the Commonwealth. Tomorrow, we look at the central role police play in helping people with psychiatric problems and the ways that role might change. I'm Sandy Houseman.